I don't know
Or
whether there
hospital.
was a courthouse in the old Louisville or not. No, this one was, but this one was torn. The one that was built here originally, when that I knew when I was growing up, was a red brick, similar to the old bank building, office building, and that one was torn down. I think in the 30s,
Well,
30s
that's a
or
shame.
40s. It was a shame because it had even the right old smell to it and everything. You know, the courthouse and.
While we're speaking of integration and so on, I'm curious what some of the polite terms might be, or what terms would you be aware of for Negroes, and what might Negroes, how would they refer to whites? In other words, I'm interested in the terms that people would. What is this uncle one?
Oh, they
Would
don't.
you remember
Mr.
anyone's calling an elderly Negro
Yes,
uncle?
yes. Oh, yeah. This in the house I grew up in. See, there was a garden between that house and Priscilla still has it, and there was another house and it's been torn down just last year, and there was an old Negro man, but we didn't call him uncle, I don't think. Well, there was one that I called uncle, I remember, who taught me to sing "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot" when he would. And that this was in my grandmother's house in the backyard. Always when he was putting blackening, I think, on the stoves, and I guess that was to keep them from rusting. Some kind of black stuff on the stoves in the spring when they took the stoves, not the cook stove, of course, but the heating stoves. They were around about like this. I don't know whether they called pot bellies or not. I don't, but they were about like this around. And he'd always put, and it was Uncle Charlie, I think.
Why did
Bless
you
his
call
heart.
him Uncle, do you think?
Yeah. Why do we call him
Why,
Uncle?
yes.
I think it was a form of endearment, fondness, and respect. I think it was somebody that you wouldn't call by their first name.
I see. Almost like a mystery.
Yeah, the nearest white people could get to them. Yeah, I'm sure that was it. A form of respect.
Was Aunt the
I
same?
don't think if they'd said that, I don't think anybody would have admitted it, but.
You just understood. And would the Negro woman be shown?
Oh, yes, yeah. Mom had a. What was it? Oh, she was mean. She'd always chase me out of the kitchen. Little tiny aunt somebody. Can't
See.
remember, but it was aunt somebody. And Mom had a parrot too, yeah, that would also chase me out of the kitchen, I remember. But she was this little old lady was lord of that kitchen. Mom could go in there, and my grandmother, and direct it if she handled it very carefully. But she was the one in charge.
What other names? You say that if you were brought up right, you said colored people
Yeah.
for colored town.
Are you? Yeah. You never said nigger, nigger. You said nigra. Nigra was courteous. But if you were well brought up, you didn't say nigger. But now there's Aunt Snow, you see, who was well educated through college and taught in colleges and taught girls' schools. And Snow made a fetish, you see, of